something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Principles and Means for Growth.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Want to go. Again. Did you see that? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. There was a way Abraham lived. There was a way Isaac lived and Jacob. There was a way the patriarchs lived. There's a way David, Solomon, all of these great men of God, there's a way they lived. Think about Moses. Think about the apostles. Then all that come into us. He says, do not remove the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. There's a way he wants us to be. There's a way that God has raised us. There's a way that we have been trained. There's a way we've been trained. And what we're supposed to do is to ensure that we imbibe that training and raise others the same way. Raise them the same way. It's your responsibility. Raise them the same way. For example, I listen to our pastors on television. You know, I listen to Pastor Gabriel makes me laugh a lot when I listen to his messages. I laugh and laugh and laugh, you know. And, you know, very serious. He preaches very serious messages, but he makes some statements and I just keep laughing. All right? Listen to them, Pastor Shiji, Pastor Marcel. I mean, you're inspired because they're sharing the same thing. They have different deliveries. But they believe the same thing. You can tell the same spirit. They're not reciting the message. It's coming out of their spirit. It's coming out of their spirit. But you listen to all those preachers and you find that they're giving you message that you can live by. That's a beautiful thing about it. A message you can live by. A message you can live by. Apart from the pulpit programs, you have other presenters who share the word, and you listen. These are things that excite us in the spirit, because if you thought that you were dealing with Pastor Chris, you're making a mistake. There are so many others of them. They're saying the same thing. Hallelujah. Now, there's a new group that was seen on the horizon. These are presenters of Rhapsody of Realities. As they share the message on Rhapsody and they chip in one or two things, you see this thing is flowing out of them. They're not just reciting it. It's in their spirit. And then you see them from all around the world. All around the world. From different nations. They're saying the same thing. The same thing. Why? Because we are a nation raised by the Holy Spirit to affect this world. We are impacting this world. And we will yet impact this world in a tremendous way. Why do you think we're having this kind of a meeting? It's part of the building process. Getting stronger and stronger, stronger and stronger. So stay focused. Stay focused. Don't look around. Don't look around. You know how many times they look at Reverend Tom or Evangelist or Pastor Ambrose and they think it's Pastor Chris. And very interesting. We all have different heights. But that's the way it is. Because it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's only Pastor Titi they haven't yet said that because he's already laughing. He knows why. Don't worry, when you slim out. But you know, the ministration of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you saw, there's a program from Abuja the other day, Pastor Chidi Ezimako. Oh my goodness. What a meeting it was. It's called Day of Bliss, right? It was wonderful. 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 It says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Say it as we said it. Because we see, listen, we haven't retired. Have I? Have I retired? No, we're still setting the pace. So come along because we're still going on. There's still so much land to be occupied. Still so much to be occupied. And so we're blazing trails. And by the power of the Holy Spirit. Power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Offense is dangerous. Let nothing offend you. Are you hearing me? Let nothing offend you. Because Satan will try to weaken you through offense. He will create a situation and also instigate you to be offended. Refuse to be offended. And then learn the value of loyalty. You know, we're in a world that doesn't believe in loyalty because Satan is the God of that system. He's the God of this world system. So those who are of the world don't understand loyalty. And what did Jesus say about them? He said they shall betray one another and shall kill one another. See that? They shall betray one another and shall kill one another. That's what Jesus said. But you have to learn the value of loyalty. When Job was suffering, what did his wife say to him? He said, do you still maintain your integrity? He said, curse God and die. And the Bible says, Job turned to his wife and said, are you one of those foolish women? Should we respond to God like this? And what was Job's proclamation? He says, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Though he slay me. See, even though your situation becomes uncomfortable, remain loyal. Oh, you know, Jesus experienced something. His disciples were with him. You know, many of them, When he multiplied bread, everybody was happy. When Jesus did beautiful things, they were all happy. Everyone was happy. They saw the miracles. They were moving in and out with Jesus. It was wonderful. One day, Jesus preached a message. Not everybody was happy with his message. Some were confused. They said, "We don't understand this message." John chapter 6, you should read it. They said, "We don't understand this message. What is he saying?" Then the Bible says, several of his disciples left him. Oh God. Jesus suffered rejection from his disciples? Yes. He didn't say the crowd left him. He said his disciples. Many of his disciples walked no more with him. They said, "I will go." This one said, "I'm quitting. I will not follow." Oh God. They left one after the other. I remember years ago, when we were just beginning in the ministry, because we went through different phases. We were at a certain phase of ministry then. And I had these friends of mine. Every time there was an issue, this one would get up and say, "I'm leaving." And the other one, "I quit." They were always threatening. Threatening to leave. One day I sat down, I asked myself, "Why can't you also leave?" You see, you can't leave. This one says, "I'm leaving." I said, "I'm leaving. I'm leaving. So why am I the only one who has never threatened to leave?" Loyalty. I'm leaving. Job said, "Though he slay me," he says, "no matter what happens, I'll stay. No matter what happens." Situation can become uncomfortable. He says, "I'll stay." So Jesus turned to the other disciples. Oh, I was so touched by what he said. He said, "Will you also go away?" He was ready for it. He was ready. Everyone was going away. He said, "Will you also go away?"
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ijebu Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Arid Babo, roundabout beside New Glow Office Ijebu Ode. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.